At a meeting in Wausau yesterday, a 26-member committee voted to raise the wolf kill quota to 275 this fall. That would be a large increase from a quota of 201 last year, though only 117 wolves were actually killed because Chippewa tribes didn't harvest any wolves set aside for native hunters. It remains unclear how many of the 275 wolves this fall would be reserved for the tribes. Hunting opponents fear the answer is none. The DNR's David McFarland says by setting an overall higher kill target, the committee hopes to put a bigger dent in the Wisconsin wolf population.
The hunt that we had last year was successful in stabilizing the population, but did not result in population reduction. We believe that in this quota recommendation will begin to result in population decline.
There are still about 800 wolves in the state. A current management plan has a goal of 350 wolves. Howard Goldman of the Humane Society of the United States says the wolf kill recommendation made yesterday is indefensible.
This hunt is purely recreational killing, killing wolves for trophies, sport, and fun. And we don't think this public will support that. We think it's a reckless number.
Goldman says he's also disappointed that the DNR has removed wolf hunting opponents from the panel that made yesterday's recommendation. The new proposal now goes to other committees, DNR administrators, and to the DNR board in about a month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.